Okay, folks, let us continue. Baruch Hashem, everybody is in good health. But again, please don't try and fast if it could in any way cause you to dehydrate. It's certainly not the right thing to do. We are just, it could be all this discussion about women learning Torah has made people feel like a bit palpitations. I don't want people to have palpitations because we haven't got to the end. Ladies, we must get to the end, and gentlemen, but mostly ladies, because otherwise I'll leave you hanging. That's not right. The Maharil says in number 21 that he wants to say it's only bito, it's only a father-daughter thing, which is very interesting. It's not about women generally, and he talks more about that. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam straight. Have a look at number 22. Because a woman is not commanded, she doesn't get the same schar. That's just like straight like the Rambam. Even if she does have a schar, the person should not teach his daughter Torah. He brings exactly the wording of the Rambam. The women just aren't in position to, their mind is not attuned to learning Torah. Because they don't have enough knowledge. That applies to Torah Shebal Peh. About the Torah Shebichtav, but when it comes to Torah Shebichtav, lo yelamid also lechatchila. Okay? Everything okay? Good. He says the Shulchan Aruch, even Torah Shebichtav, you should not teach women Torah. All the Beit Yaakov schools are not complying with this Shulchan Aruch. We'll see why, because this is not the end of the halachic process. Okay? The Im Malamda, Eilek Malamda Tiflus. But if he did teach a Torah Shebichtav, it's not as bad. It's not like Tiflus. Okay, fine. And then the Ramah brings the idea that a woman has to learn all the halachas that are shaykh for her, etc. Yes. Okay, one more question, I'll go on. We'll get that. It's a different Gemara. Nashim Datan Kalos Haim is not about this. It's about something else, which we'll talk, maybe we'll mention next time. But I want to now raise some questions on this. Okay? We've set the scene. The scene is very clear. The Shulchan Aruch says a person should not teach their daughter Torah, the women Torah, Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebal Peh, and if he taught them Torah Shebal Peh, that's a danger of even being tiflah. The Chida, who was one of the main poskim of the Sephardi world in the 1700s, he raises the following question. He raises a few questions. First of all, he quotes the Rambam in number 23. Have a look down to the fifth line. We'll have to cut a few corners now to make up the time. In number 23, look at the fifth line down where it says, the Ktab Kasha, Kuf Kuf. He says, I have a problem. Ktab Kasha, I have a bit of an issue with this Rambam. We normally get a paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, here is our expected. Just check it. Maybe go outside and have a few minutes. Check it out. Now that he's here already, can't do any harm. Please God, we should all be well. Fine. He says, I have a problem. Okay, folks, let's focus back on this for the next 10 minutes. The Shamutim. Rabbi Eliezer is a Shamuti. We don't normally paskin like him. Shamuti, he was from Beit Shammai. Or Shamuti, he was put into Cheren. Yeah? We don't normally paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Sole story how that happened. Ukepasik Vatani. There ain't a lot of Rabbi Eliezer. I feel like Nagy tell me that we normally don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. But two, and furthermore, Da'am Rabbi Arim de Bruri, he quotes Bruria. Bachabahu Talmida. She smashed his Talmid Chacham on the head. Not literally, but like with her learning. She wiped the floor with him. But Dasha Pasak with Pesachim, and in Pesachim it says, Amru de Bruria Gamru Tlat Meya Shamaisa, the Yuma Distiut. That Bruria learned 300 teachings of Torah in one winter's day. Mitzlat Meya Maravosa from 300 rabbis. Meaning she was superwoman when it came to Talmud Torah. The Im Halachic Rebbe Lezer, he says, if the Halachic is like Rebbe Lezer, Eich Rebbe Chanani Ben Saradia Navia Utlat Meir Avosam Alamdea. How could her father and these 300 rabbis teach her if the Halachic is that you're not allowed to teach women Torah? Avru Yachdav. They all did the Avera together. Behind Malam Dalsam, they all talk to Teresh about Peh. This is not Teresh Bichsam, this is Teresh about Peh. She was a Talmud Chacham of the highest order, Talmudat Chacham. Behind Malkam Loima, he says, maybe you want to turn around and say that actually they thought that you should teach women Torah until they taught Bruria Torah, and look how it all ended. There's a whole discussion. Rashi brings in Avodah Zarah that Bruria had a very unhappy end. I'm not getting into all of that now. And he says, maybe you want to say, well, that shows you, that's what happens when you teach women Torah. And he says, how can you say that? How would they know that? Just because that happened to Bruria? It was a specific case for Bruria. What's it got to do with anybody else? Ulchein goes to the very end. It says, Ulchein parish Rambam de perish divrei tiflus haynu she'enu mechavenet lilmud. When the Rambam says that she can't learn elamoytzila divrei Torah divrei havai, and she'll only come to make it into nonsense, the reason they could teach Bruria is as follows. The Bruria shehikiruba, they recognized in advance shehaitach kavanasa lilmud, that she was capable, the kolniba, with her whole mind, the gadol sichla, and her great intelligence, l'kach lindua, and that's why they taught her. Says the Chidah, when the Rambam says roiv nashim, he means that's the general assumption. But if you know that not to be the case, then that's not the halacha, and that's the case with Bruria. Bruria, we can see they knew from the very beginning she was capable, and since they knew she was capable, they taught her. And so too with anybody else, if we know that they're capable, we'll teach them. The Rambam is just saying that the assumption must be that they're not capable. With men too, maybe, but what can I do? I have to try. But with women, the assumption will be that they're not, or was, but if they are, then they are. Look at the preacher, number 24. And we'll come back to the preacher. He had a very intelligent wife, the Paskin Shilas. We'll see her next time. If she teaches herself, if she wants to learn, if we see that she's keen, and Rahim, we can see, Sheyatza Meharai, that she's not in that assumed majority. Ulakach kasav le'elav, therefore we said she yesh laschad, she has schad. Return alama, im lamda Torah al mechona, if she learns Torah properly, she'ena motzila divri habai, and she, we know she's not twisting the Torah. Aval ha'av ena rushay lelamda de dil metoitzi divarei le divri habai. It's just that the father has to be concerned, maybe she won't learn properly. But once we know she can, then that's great, and she should. We see in many cases, number 25, Harabanit says the Marashal, Harabanit Marat Miriam, there was someone called Rabanit Miriam, in the early modern period, they're talking about the Marashal is in the 16th century. Tasa Yeshiva, she had a whole yeshiva, Kamayamin Vashanim, she ran a yeshiva many years. The Yashiva Oihil, she sat in the room, Vilon, with a tent, with a curtain there, okay, Lipaneha, with a curtain in front of her, V'amra Halocha. And she taught halacha lifnei bechurim uflagim. She took the top shear. She taught the top shear in yeshiva. Bechurim. But she had a curtain there because it's sniut. Kach kibalti. He says, I have a kabbalah. She was the Rosh Yeshiva. She gave the top shear in yeshiva. Another example of a woman of that kind. The Orach HaShulchan writes in number 26, this is all very well, but we haven't seen this in our times. The Orach HaShulchan is talking at the very end of the 19th century in Navardok. He's the Rav of Navardok. And he says the following, Me'olam loy nagu lelamdam mitoch ha-sefer. We don't find that people teach women from book. The loy shamanu aminad, we've never heard of anyone doing this. Number 26. Ella. Hadinim hayuduim, that the halachas that people know. Melamedim kol isha lebita, each mother teaches her daughter, bakalasa, her daughter-in-law. Vezeh mikarov shenitvasu dinei nashim b'lashon lav. There are books that have been printed in Yiddish. He says, ubi yachalta likrat mehem, the women can learn those. The nashim shelanu zrizas, because our women are keen, they don't need to learn like the men do. There's zrizas. The Bechal Dava Sofik, whenever there's a Shaila, Shavalot, they ask a Shaila. The Eimah Midat Al Datam, they don't try and guess themselves. Meaning, we never heard of women being taught in a formal way. Women learn from their mothers, they learn from their mothers-in-law, they learn maybe from a Yiddish book here and there, but they don't learn halacha the same way that men do. We've never heard of that. He's at the end of the 19th century, the late 1800s. Already when we reach the beginning of the 20th century, comes along the Chofetz Chaim and says, maybe that was, but that can no longer be. Look in Joseph 7, a very famous piece by the Chofetz Chaim.
Number
27. The kol zeh davka bezmanim shelifneinu. All that was only in the days of old. Shekol echad hayadar b'makom avosav. Everyone lived in the local place. Okay, the Kabbalah Savasav Haita Chazaka Ma'od, and there was a strong Kabbalah, Etzel Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Leidnaheg V'Derech Shalzcho Avatav, people followed their parents, people lived in the same town as their parents, they followed their parents. U'kamama HaPasuk Shal Avicha V'Yegeicha. But Zeh Hainu Yucholim Loma, in those days we could say, Shalal Tilma Talma Torah, okay, that she shouldn't learn. V'Tismach B'Hanagos Avoteinu Haysharim. She should rely on previous generations. Aval. Ke'et, these days, shekabolas ha'avos nitrofefet ma'ot. He's talking already in Europe in the early 20th century. People don't have the same kind of tradition anymore. V'gam matzah she'enu dar b'mokam avos ha'klal. They don't even live near their parents. People move all over the world, all over Russia, all over Europe, they go to America. People just don't do what they used to do. U'b'prat oisen she'margilin atzman l'lmod k'tav v'lashon amin. Certainly those people who have secular training. He says there are many women nowadays who have gymnasium, they go to the secular schools. U'b'vadai mitzvah rabba l'lamdan chumash v'gam nevi'im u'ksuvim u'musari chazal. Mitzvah rabba to teach women Torah, he says. Now this is very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says, don't teach women Torah Shabbatav, don't teach women Torah Shabbatav. All of a sudden now, not all of a sudden, but because of the changed circumstances, mitzvah rabba. It's a mitzvah rabba to teach them. Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Usari Chazal, Kagoyim, Mesechus Avois, Pirki Avois, Sech Benoit Samor, etc. Kedei, Sheyitamed Atzlan, Inyan Emunateinu HaKadosha. Otherwise the women will be lost. The women will go off. The women were going off the derech in vast numbers at the beginning of the 20th century. Hence Sarah Schneer lobbied and lobbied and lobbied for there to be a change in policy on teaching women's Torah in a formal way.
And when did you go?
There were a number of women who did this in the early days of the 20th, 1910s, 1920s, 1930s. This was already in Germany, it was already known that women were taught Torah. Rav Israel Helvis Hilfheimer went already to a school where they taught women's Torah at the beginning of the 19th century. But in Eastern Europe this was unheard of. Says Sarah Schneerer to the Chofetz Chaim, this has to change, please can we just change this? And he said, this is absolutely true, nowadays it has to change. And therefore you see the Chofetz Chaim, there's a very strong reversal in that position. To the point that the Rav Zalman Sirotkin in number 28, he twists it and says, nowadays anyone who doesn't teach their daughter Torah, ke'ilu malam de tiflus. Because he's leaving her, if you like, only access to the non-Jewish, the secular input of the days that we live in. Now, what I want to suggest to you, we haven't got time to finish the sheet today because we had that little hiatus, but Baruch Hashem, everything's good. But there's now been clearly a reversal. But there are two different reasons for that reversal. And they are as follows. Number one, there is our understanding of the Rambam, that the Rambam was talking about Reiv Nashim. It was a statement of Rav Nashim. It was a statement of fact. But if a woman or women or whole groups of women don't fall into that rod, then the halacha just doesn't apply anymore. That halacha was for a metziut, and today we maybe don't have that same metziut anymore. Women obviously are highly educated today. They're educated secularly, they're educated the same way that men are educated, and therefore it may be possible to say that women these days just don't fall into that halacha in the way that the Rambam is describing. They're much more like the halacha in Yesodei HaTorah, where the Rambam says in principle men and women, everybody has the ability if they're only educated properly, and now Baruch Hashem, they're educated properly, and therefore all the halachas about not teaching your daughter Torah, maybe they don't apply at all. Or we could turn around and say more like the Chofetz Chaim, which is that no, in principle they do apply, but for various reasons we can't do that anymore because the situation has changed. Therefore we have to teach our daughters everything that we need to in order to what? In order to keep them connected with the community. I hope you understand that they're coming from two very different places. According to the first analysis, Women can learn whatever women want to learn, as long as they're educated, as long as it's appropriately taught and the women know what they're doing, then women should learn. According to the second approach, women should be taught what they need to be taught. Maybe that will expand and increase over time. Therefore, if we have a discussion, should women be taught Gemara today? Then I think that's going to depend on which of these two directions you're coming from. If you turn around and say, well, women didn't used to be able to learn Gemara because they didn't have the intellectual capacity. They weren't taught, they weren't developed in that way. Not innate capacity, but they weren't developed in that way. And today they are, and therefore, babakasha. Or you're going to turn around and say, no, it's actually not helpful to teach the women Gemara. It won't do anything, maybe it'll even harm, because it'll create expectations, and we'll talk about that next week. So I think that the things that we have at the moment in the women's educational system, where some people are very pro-Gemara, and some people are very nervous about Gemara, are coming from those two different approaches to why women don't fit into this halakha anymore. One thing is for sure, and we'll finish with this for today, the halacha as presented in Shulchan Aruch is clearly not the way anyone paskens anymore. And for legitimate reason, because the gedolim of the 20th century have decided that that particular halacha now is no longer applicable. We'll talk about why, how, if they can change that, why can't they change this, and change that, and change the other. We'll talk about that. But clearly the way that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam presents it is no longer the halacha l'maisa, which the question is just for why. So we'll leave it there. Sorry again, it was a bit interrupted, but please God, next time I want to just finish off this. If you can keep your sheet, or hand it in, or whatever, remember to bring it, great. If not, we'll copy some more. And next time we'll also then go on to talk about poskot halacha and where this goes to the next stage. Thank you very much.